Head coach Mike Boshi now joining us on the post-game show. And, Coach, another situation where Harrison Cleary got his, but you were able to shut everyone else down and come out with a win.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of why I felt all week that we needed to do. I just didn't like when they last time had him going, and then we let everybody else get going a little bit. It just felt like there's too much for us to guard, and tried to simplify it a little bit here tonight and try to make it as difficult as we can on him, obviously, but he's really good, and you know, we limited everybody else, which I thought was a difference.
Conan Sitzman there with about 5 minutes or so to go started to try to warm up, and yeah. I'm like, uh-oh, that's not a good thing. But they weren't able to hit enough.
No. And I don't know that they're, you know, I think it's just inbred in Cleary a little bit that he wants to get his, and I think everybody relies on him so much that it's not natural necessarily. So we just said for 40 minutes, we got to guard him as tough as we can. He's going to get some, but we got to stay disciplined, do what our jobs are. And we made a few mistakes out there but on him, but, you know, a win's a win, and, you know, you'll always take that.
Another slow start offensively in the first half.
Yeah.
Got to get over that, Coach. Got to get some points early in the game.
If we can win, I don't care. You know, if we can get a win, you know, but sometimes, you know, how they defend, you know, they game plan it all. We all kind of game plan for each other a little bit. So, you know, sometimes they can take away some of your strengths early on. We got to figure out ways to overcome that. And we just kept plodding along and figuring things out. And then, you know, we made some big-time plays, I thought, down the stretch. I thought Nick made some. Bader made some huge threes. Max made some big threes. Zach was, you know, he was good the whole game. I think he's 5 of 5 in the first half. I'm not sure what he finished with, but he was good. And you
know, finished 6 of 6. He had 15 points. He had double-double. Had 10 rebounds.
Yeah, and Griffin Chase was just solid.
Yeah.
You know, he just a smooth little small-town kid that just stays calm. Made big free throws at the end. You know, when we were struggling to make a free throw, I think Bader missed 2 out of 3, and then Nick missed 2 out of 4 maybe or something. But, yeah, we had enough to get a win. That's really all that matters right now.
So now you've won four straight. And you head into the break, a lot of momentum. Now the guys can kind of take a break. We saw Caden Hart for a couple of minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned it as part of the media day that guys have to earn those minutes in practice.
Mm-hmm.
What are guys going to have to do to step up and try and break into this rotation and kind of help some of these guys out that are playing? Because you only had a couple guys that went the whole way, 40 minutes, Bader and Chase. But, you know, Bjorklund and Wagner also played 37. They didn't have much of a break. But at some point, somebody's going to have to break in and get some of these minutes, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we'll get Cody back here hopefully in a couple weeks. And then I think the news on Ja might be a little bit better than anticipated. So we'll see how that goes. But he'll probably still be out 4 or 5 weeks. But, you know, it's not so much offensively for these guys. It's defensively, it's toughness, it's rebounding, it's communicating well defensively, it's making sure the other team doesn't get something easy, it's understanding what we're trying to get done. And, you know, we evaluate that every day in practice, and if we continually see mistakes made, it's hard to trust that. You know, we can throw anybody out in the court at any given time, but every possession matters to me, and, you know, it's somewhere they just got to continue to grow and get better.
Well, Mike, thanks for your time. Enjoy your break.
It's been a good Christmas present, huh?
It has, huh? Thanks, Mike.
All right, sounds good. Thanks.
Head coach Mike Boshi joining us here as part of the Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show.